Developers and a representative of the Quinte Home Builders Association urged Council Tuesday to approve a financial strategy for water and wastewater infrastructure needed to support new housing. Despite some completed work, concerns over cost and a slowing housing market led Council to reject the plan in an 8-6 vote. Ruth Estwick is the CEO of the Quinte Home Builders Association, who urges Council to favorably consider the proposed financial strategy.
Our message is simple this evening. Doing nothing does not make the infrastructure challenges or its costs disappear. It changes how those costs are managed, who ultimately pays them, and potentially how much more they cost. This is an important point for us. Tonight's decision costs $0. Approving this strategy tonight does not authorize construction and does not commit Council to spending hundreds of millions of dollars. It approves the framework that allows the work to continue. More understanding the costs, determining who should pay what, updating the development charge background study, pursuing available funding, and determining how infrastructure can be phased. In the business of building homes, it is impossible to build homes without a plan or a framework. Those individual investment decisions will all still come back to Council. Tonight is about having that plan and the framework. The costs remain with or without growth. One of the most important things we want Council and residents to understand is that these costs are not simply being created by development. The County already has more than $100 million in repair and renewal needs for existing water and wastewater infrastructure. Aging assets still need to be repaired. Capacity constraints still have to be addressed. Existing residents still require safe and reliable services. Those obligations remain whether the County grows quickly, slowly, or not at all. Doing nothing concentrates the costs. This is really the heart of our message tonight. If growth does not occur, the existing infrastructure costs do not disappear. What disappears are some of the additional sources that can help pay for them. Without growth, there is no new municipal assessment, no front-ending, no development charge revenue from new development, and no additional water and wastewater users contributing to the overall system. That means a greater share of unavoidable costs is left with existing taxpayers and ratepayers. The cost remains. There are simply fewer people helping to pay for it.
Being close to Election Day, Councillor Roy Pennell gives his opinion.
My biggest thought is, we are still at a point, Peter, where a lame duck council, I don't like the idea of going ahead because it means that the developers and everyone else has to get involved with, there could be a relatively new council, who knows? There's several that will not be a councillor anymore. And I would prefer it to take it to the next council rather than starting a point, and then we could be, if they don't carry through, then you're in limbo.
Developer David Cleave urges council to accept the strategy, but Councillor Janice Maynard raised concerns about growth and people settling closer to the urban areas.
These projects are the backbone of our community housing needs. This is a missing middle that we need to protect to allow our families, our young families, to come and grow in our community. The Council's recent decision not to support the 1% growth in infrastructure spending directly threatens the viability of these approved developments. Without proper municipal support, the pace of development slows, compromising our ability to deliver affordable housing. I urge Council to reconsider and support the essential infrastructure growth needed tonight, Prince Edward County. Thank you.
So this is a big geography, right? It's an amalgamated municipality. So we have, you know, we have numerous growth areas. I think our previous speaker, we know that that the growth closer to the larger employment areas seems to be a little more robust than it is in the rural or in small towns further away from the employment areas. So what I'm saying is that, you know, like, we've got a huge infrastructure deficit in Picton and Wellington, but is that in the long term where we are really going to attract families and working age families?
for the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM. I'm Brenda Little.